When he didn't show, House Intelligence Democrats said they were not going to allow this fight to be tied up in the courts. They're moving on.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. The other witness on the list today is Mark Sandy, Acting Budget Office Director, and the U.S. Secretary of State, marking 30 years since the Berlin Wall began to fall.
Speaking in Berlin, Mike Pompeo criticizing Vladimir Putin's Russia.
Led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents.
Amid strains in relations between the U.S. and Europe, Pompeo urging unity.
Fox's Simon Owen, America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, my name is Rich, and this is the weather.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Thank you very much for the final time. It is very brisk outside this morning. Did you notice how brisk it was on your way into work?
It's brisk, baby.
It's
so brisk.
I mean, it's brisker than it's brisket. And today is breezy, much cooler, with a high temperature up to about 58. Gusty north winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour. As a matter of fact, right now, last hour we were gusting to 25 miles per hour. Not quite as gusty at this particular moment, but still very windy out there today. And that's going to put a bite to the air. The winds die down tonight, gradual clearing, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Patchy frost by dawn. And then cool sunshine tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 61 here in Montgomery. If you're heading to Tuscaloosa, Mr. President, to highs in the 50s tomorrow. So probably upper 50s by game time, and then really chilly by the end of that game. Not as cool on Sunday afternoon. We're in the upper 60s after another night in the 30s on Saturday night. And then that really cold air.
Yeah.
The Arctic air?
Oh, yeah.
The drastically colder air?
Right.
Well, Monday's okay. We're up to a 70, but Tuesday and Wednesday are drastically colder. We take a little trip to the Arctic, whether you like it or not, with lows in the 20s by Wednesday morning. Right now, this morning, we have 52 degrees, so we've gone down a degree, and still windy now at 9:04. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So if you don't wear scarves when the Arctic air comes in, yeah. Do you wear like one of those furry Russian hats?
No, I'm not a hat guy. Me and JFK didn't wear hats.
Okay.
Well, of course.
Well, see how that worked out.
See how it worked out for him.
Right.
I will wear one of those toboggan type hats.
Yeah, toboggan.
To cover my ears if it's really cold. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you were in Canada, it'd be a toque.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. In the Great White North.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. Are you a hat wearer?
At me.
No? Are you, no?
Yeah, I do. I wear hats.
You wear hats?
Caps.
Okay. You caps.
And I do have a Panama hat.
Do you have those dress hats? You know, those really fancy dress hats?
No, I have Keep America Great hat.
You don't have a top hat?
And I have an Alabama Home Mortgage cap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little gray cap that has a little red elephant on it.
Do you ever wear like a big hat that's made of fruit?
I have. I had a really cool hat, and I left it in the restaurant.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Yeah. You talking about Carmen Miranda, wasn't that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
one of those type of hats.
I mean, I've been called a fruit, but I've never.
News and Views is next.
I'll see you guys.
Thank you, Rich. Jack, it's going to be a fun one this morning.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Juliet Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. As expected, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won that seat back in 2017. He released the video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first Attorney General. Here's a breaking news update. Ibrahim Yazeeb, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Yazeeb was captured by U.S. Marshals early Friday morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at the evidence in the case, they determined Yazeeb was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualties.
When minutes matter, and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Friday morning, and I actually played a song that Jack Campbell likes. Welcome to
I
News
I remember
and
this song, and it's not Rebecca Black.
Right. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got a lot to cover today. News and views, folks, 272-9228. And on Friday, there are no rules.
Ain't nairn.
Well, there are some rules. Like, you can't curse. You can't drop any F-bombs, no S-bombs. There are a lot of other bombs.
Can you say B-I-T-C-H on?
Be careful with that. I think you can say, for instance, people are bitching and moaning.
Yeah.
But calling somebody straight up, like what happened to you earlier this week. That's why I dumped it.
So I can't call Ivanovich Ivana.
She's a witch.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot going on, though, folks. And call in any topic. For instance, I have a story. It's a follow-up story. Back when I was doing my nighttime show, there's a story about a family that adopted a small Ukrainian child, or so they thought.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember this story.
Yeah, they thought it was like a 9-year-old Ukrainian child. Turned out to be like a 21-year-old sociopathic dwarf that was trying to poison the mother and all that stuff. Well, Dr. Phil has called foul. He's called foul, and he had on this girl with her new adopted parents, saying the other parents who abandoned her lied. So is this dwarf from Ukraine actually young, now 16, or is she actually much older? I don't know. Did she actually try to poison the former adoptive mother? I don't know. It's kind of reminding me of these arguments going on in the impeachment inquiry. It's like, is Yovanovitch a good, upstanding, 30-year foreign service officer, or is she a witch?
I mean, and Trump can send home who he wants to. Isn't that right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. The idea that they're going to impeach the president because he fired an ambassador from a holdover from the former administration is absurd.
Ludicrous.
But it's just stories like this where it's like, I thought we had a good, juicy story of mistaken identity, of sociopathic dwarves, you know, trying to poison families. But no. It's now questioned. I'm at the point, Jack, where I can't believe anything. I really can't. It's like, why are certain people doing certain things? And of course, the follow-up from yesterday, you even called me about this last night, saying, are you going to watch Tucker Carlson? And I did. I was watching it live.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason Jack and I watched that is I don't always tune into Tuck Face. But, you know, I've grown to like Tucker to a degree. He'd be fun to argue with on something.
Or have a beer with.
Yeah, absolutely. He had on Jeff Sessions, our favorite son. Well, that actually remains to be seen.
He ain't no favorite son right now.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's amazing how much just a few months, like really just a month or two of Jeff Sessions' life destroys a reputation built over 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, I have yet to hear anybody. I mean, sometimes people merge the personal and the political too much. So you betrayed our president, so go to hell. Like, that's a little much. Jeff Sessions served you guys for 20 years. Now, maybe you didn't like him beforehand. Fair enough. Maybe you've been consistent. But it's amazing to me that just really a month period during that transition, Sessions at his confirmation hearing, and then the recusal. And last night, Jeff Sessions stuck by his decision. And it's not going to make a lot of people happy. But we have the clip of last night that Sessions was on Tucker Carlson for the first time. And I love how Tucker started this out as like, rumors that Jeff Sessions is getting in the race.
He's speaking on camera for the first time since he left the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. There are currently rumors swirling that he could run for the Senate seat that he held for 2 decades. Will he do that? Jeff Sessions joins us on set tonight. Senator, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Tucker. Good to be with you.
Are you running for Senate?
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
So you are running for the seat that you held. You were, I think, after the coach of the Alabama football team, the most popular person in the state when you left. Do you regret that you left in the first place?
Well, I had a great tenure at the Department of Justice in so many different ways, and I don't ever worry about regretting things like that. We were able to serve, be able to push the Trump agenda and do in an honorable way, and it was actually a great experience. I spent 15 years in the department.
Yep.
So I don't regret that, and it was an honor to serve, and I am, it's not my seat in the Senate, but I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing, and if I think I can contribute to that.
So politics.
Okay, so number one, Jack, how do you think Sessions looks here? How did you think Jeff came across last night?
Trying to convince everybody that he still loved Trump.
Do you think it's genuine? Do you think he's telling the truth there?
I don't have anything that tells me otherwise.
Likewise. I think, and we'll get to the ad they play here in the middle of this interview, But I saw this as number one. I think Sessions really does still like the Trump agenda. And I saw this entire interview, folks, as an interview meant for an audience of one. You know who it is. I mean, obviously, you know.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Yeah, this interview and this ad, is much as it's for the people of Alabama, it's definitely for the president of the United States. This almost came across as like an audition. Or even like a, I was telling you off air, Sessions was just making a phone call to Trump and leaving a you've reached Donna J. Trump. Sorry, I can't get to the phone right now. You know, I'm busy. I'm president now. Could you please leave a message at the beep? Beep. So Donald, this is Jeff Sessions, and I'm just imagining Sessions, like, if he had long hair, twirling his hair around his finger. I kind of miss you a lot. I hate that things went sideways on us with that whole Russian thing. I got kind of tied up in it with the laws and regulations at the DOJ. And I really wish, you know, I could get back in your good graces, at least give you a hug, Donald.
Well, what this tells me is that he's polled the issue of his candidacy. Would you support Jeff Sessions? Most people will say no.
Right.
And then they'll do a push question. Would you still oppose Jeff Sessions if you knew he and Donald Trump had a good relationship? And some people probably said, yes, I would. And that's why Jeff is, I don't know, the ad that we'll play in a minute, it made him sound kind of trying to convince people that he and Trump were still buddies, which is not the case.
Yeah, let me queue up to the ad here. Okay, here is the ad.
When I left President Trump's cabinet, did I write a tell-all book? No. Did I go on CNN and attack the president? Nope. Have I said a cross word about our president? Not one time. And I'll tell you why. First, that would be dishonorable. I was there to serve his agenda, not mine. Second, the president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
Okay, so I really want to know what folks think. 272-9228, 272-9228. One thing I told you this last night on the phone, Jack, that struck me is that I think what really hurt Jeff Sessions in all of this is that he went incognito. Like, as Trump's hitting him, as a lot of people on the right are hitting him, as a lot of former allies of his are hitting him, saying, what are you doing? You left the president hanging out to dry. Like, what's going on here? And all sorts of things are said about Jeff Sessions.
Well, he said that at the very beginning of the interview.
Right.
That I did the only thing I could do.
Right.
Which is not true.
Well, he maintains, and that's an answer a lot of people aren't going to like.
No, they're not going to like it.
We'll get to it in a second, but he essentially said, I looked at the rules and regulations, and I had to recuse myself. I read them myself.
Well, somebody said to me yesterday, a friend of mine I called and I have a lot of respect for, said he didn't tell Trump ahead of time he was going to recuse.
Right.
He just all of a sudden announced that he's recused, and people were, like, shocked by it, and That really hurt him.
I think that hurt him, and I think what it has hurt him over the last 2 years in particular is that he's been so quiet.
I don't know about that. I think that's probably the right thing. Instead of coming out saying, I was wrongfully terminated, I did what I had to do, at least he hadn't said that.
I think it's the right thing in terms of doing the right thing, but we all know in politics men must learn to rise above principle. I mean, PR-wise. That you have media and the president himself hitting you and questioning not only your judgment, but your loyalty.
Well,
to
he
the
listened
cause.
To the Justice Insiders, who we have come to find out
right.
were a bunch of coup people.
Right. And this is something I've said over the last few years. You've said all sorts of people, especially us here on the right, have said for years. And Sessions has been silent. And I think to see him finally out in the light of day in public, I know he's done fundraisers and dinners and stuff like that, but to see him on national TV just talking about himself and what happened, I think will somewhat help him advance the ball. Now, it will also, there are going to be some folks who will not let go and will not forgive him for exactly what you just said. And I think there is a question, it's what I said yesterday, it's not betrayal. I don't think it's personal betrayal of the president. I think it was lack of judgment. I think it was Sessions following the rules like he's known to do honorable guy. He likes to follow the rules to a T. And he got caught up in a Washington, D.C. world where just following the rules and going by the book gets you in trouble.
Can you play the beginning of that interview again? Because there's one line in there that I want to take issue with.
Okay. Let's back it up here.
Had a great tenure at the Department of Justice in so many different ways, and I don't ever worry about regretting things like that. We were able to serve, be able to push the Trump agenda and do in an honorable way, and it was actually a great experience. I spent 15 years in the department.
Yep.
So I don't regret that, and it was an honor to serve, and I am it's not my seat in the Senate, but I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed.
I'm sorry, Joe. It was actually in the ad.
Oh, in the ad
itself?
It
was in the ad itself.
Let me scoot up then. Hold on.
It's only a 30 seconds.
When I left President Trump's cabinet, did I write a tell-all book? No.
No.
Did I go on CNN and attack the president?
No.
Have I said a cross word about our president? Not one time. And I'll tell you why. First, that would be dishonorable. I was there to serve his agenda, not mine.
Hold on, stop it right there. That's not true.
You don't think it's true he was there to serve Trump's agenda?
Well, he was up till the time that he left. It was all about him, not about Trump's agenda. If he should have stayed if it was about Trump's agenda.
Well, but I can imagine, just plain devil's advocate here, that he would argue, no, if I had not recused myself, it would have hurt Trump even more in Trump's agenda.
Well, there are a lot of people like me who do not believe that.
Well, and
I'm not voting for him. I'll just tell you that right now.
I'm plain devil's advocate here. Honestly, I'm undecided on the Senate race. Well, I know I don't want Doug Jones, and excuse me, pardon me, I don't think he's a bad man. I just don't like how he carries himself in public and in politics. I'm not a fan of Roy Moore. Not personally. He's fine. I've actually met the guy, and he's quite charming.
He's a nice fella.
But the way he's carried on in politics, sometimes the principled man ends up crossing the line into so stubborn and hard-headed, you're hard to deal with. That said, and you get this, you know, persecution complex.
I almost think it's arrogant on Roy Moore's part.
Yeah.
I mean, he's faced a test of the voters, and he lost. You know, he thinks he's entitled to this seat.
Well, and in his defense, I think he feels very, very wronged by what happened with the Washington Post and what the national media did to him. But, I mean, I'm going to just be blunt with you, Roy, if for anybody out there who supports him listening, the way you responded to that onslaught, that attack, was not very effective. And are you ready for it again? Because it will be coming for you again.
It will come out again, and there'll probably be new women that they round up. To right. say that it happened to them, too.
And there's a lot of people who don't think you're ready for that. Even if they believe you, they don't think you're ready to make that case. So, we'll
and
see.
And you're too damn old.
I'm not going to say that. I'm a millennial, but Jack can say that. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Lori. Lori, welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I'm glad that Sessions is back in the race. I'll be voting for Sessions. I think he served us well, the people of the country. He was a firebrand, and he knew where he was coming from. He knew where he stood. I see the little stint at the Justice Department as he fell prey to many forces that he just sees things through his eyes, and he thinks everybody else sees things through his eyes, too. So I don't hold that against him. I think he could do a whole lot more for Alabama in that Senate seat than he could staying at home and playing with his grandchildren.
So you're a supporter?
Yes.
Even after all this, you're a supporter?
Yes.
Okay.
How far do you go back? How many times have you voted for Jeff Sessions when he, you know, 20 years in the Senate?
Yeah. That's about it. All of them.
All of them. Okay. Yeah, well, there you go. And so you know the man just because this one, that's what I pointed out at the beginning of the show. 1 month, essentially, 2 months in his life, and all changes for a lot of people here in Alabama. It's amazing to me after a 20-year stint in the Senate.
Right.
I hear you, Lori. So that's, thank you for the call. Appreciate your input.
Nobody's answered the seniority question, though.
Well, I heard Dan mention it's all up to Mitch McConnell. So we don't really know.
Well, we do know. He's going to get it back. Because Mitch...
Right.
Mitch wants... Here's the deal with Mitch. And I like Mitch, but he's a crafty insider, if ever there was one.
Well, of course I am.
And,
I'll let you go, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. Now, what I think is that Mitch thinks, what if those crazy people in Alabama nominate Roy Moore and we get Doug Jones again?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's probably what Mitch thinks, that we'll nominate somebody that he can't work with or who can't win.
There you go.
And, you know, he doesn't want to take that chance.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. And, I mean, McConnell wants a Republican there.
Sure.
And, you know, he doesn't mind. Like, think about the junior senator from McConnell's own state, Rand Paul. Like, he votes against the majority of the Senate all the time.
Yeah.
But when it really matters, Rand Paul's there for Mitch McConnell and the Republican.
Right.
And, you know, so it's not that, oh, you're principled and you're a firebrand. It's like, can you work with people?
And let me tell you something. Jeff Sessions would not run for this seat unless he had a commitment from Mitch McConnell that Mitch will back him and give him money.
Yeah.
Because he's only got $2.9 million in the bank.
Only $2.9.
Well, it's not a lot of money in a big-ass Senate race.
How much money is spent?
I mean, it may be
a serious question.
I mean, I think the winner will have to spend $6 or $7 million. Ooh. I really do, because it's going to be a hot race.
Yeah, and the Democrats,
are going to play really hard to keep Doug Jones.
They're going to be bringing in a lot of money. Yeah, they want to hold on to this. It's more. It's not just a seat in the Senate. It's a symbolic win.
And it's an impeachment no vote if a Republican wins.
Right, exactly. But here, let's go back to the phones. David, welcome to the News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I got just a little bit to spin on Jeff.
You sound like you've got us on speaker, and we don't hear you real well.
Okay, let me walk out of here. You hear me a little better now?
That's better.
Okay. Well, before Jeff was appointed that position, he could do no wrong in Alabama.
That's right.
We loved him. Years and years and years. So what some people are saying is because he was appointed to the position, he recused himself. In other words, he did what he thought was best. So now,
he did what people in the Justice Department told him was best.
All right. Did Trump have the power to remove Mueller from that investigation?
Yes, he did. He could have fired him at any time, and a lot of people were afraid he was going to do it, and it would really jeopardize his future. But he very wisely decided to keep Mueller.
That's why, looking back, it's the weirdest thing.
Because Mr. Sessions didn't step in and basically do the dirty work that the president could have done himself. Why are we holding that over Mr. Sessions?
It wasn't about Jeff firing Mueller, because I think he took himself out of that equation.
But once you recuse yourself, I mean, for whatever reason, conflict of interest or whatever. But, you know, are we gonna after all he's done for us as Alabamians, are we gonna hold it against him because he made one decision that was not in step with the Trump organization?
Absolutely. That's what people in Alabama are gonna do. They're not gonna vote for him because they think he turned his back on the president when the president needed him the most. That's exactly what people think. Now, if that's the truth, I really don't know. But
yeah,
that is the perception of the voters out there, is that he's, you know, a turncoat or a pansy.
That's one side of the argument, but David, the way you put it is the question.
And in my opinion, that's hypocritical.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
Now, this is what we know. We know that upon the Trump administration, we as Americans have, you know, we got some good things going on. You know, stock market. You know, we have some good things going on. But this is what I see. Can chaos, dysfunction, and confusion, you always get a negative result. Can this country stand another 4 years of this buffoonery that's going on in Washington? the Democrat and Republican. It's all about the two parties. And to me, you got a bunch of rich people that has more money than we could probably even count. There's no poor senators or congressmen or Nancy Pelosi's or Schumer or Trump. Those are filthy rich people. Mm-hmm. You don't go to Washington and come back poor.
No, that's absolutely right.
Okay, but what they're doing is they're playing the game with you, me. People that work for a living. You know, you guys are, you know, at some point, you know, you had to do something. I work every day.
Right.
But it seems like it's a rich guy and girl game. And at some point, when you have all this chaos that's going on, you know, you get all these foreign countries, you know, involved in this, involved. At some point, what comes up is going to come down. And, I mean, are we going to be able to withstand the hit when that elevator hit the mile?
David, you're preaching to the choir, man. I think the nation's facing very serious issues, and we're caught up in sort of scandal and intrigue and palace intrigue politics, and the infighting between the two parties, as opposed to addressing some of the major issues
like infrastructure,
debt, and deficit, these sorts of things. Yeah,
it's like a blame game. When everything goes wrong, we want to blame Obama. We want to do this. We want to do that. Things like health care. I would love to see this health care situation get addressed so people can go get good medical care and not go broke, have to decide whether or not they want to pay the mortgage or live or go to the doctor. But with all this chaos, and that's all you hear. That's every day. That's all you hear. And at some point, it's like we're imploding from within.
We are not. I don't think we are imploding. I think Congress is imploding, and I think this is a total witch hunt. When you see the attorney for the whistleblower tweeted out in 2017 the words "the coup has started," and he's representing. What does that tell you?
Congress definitely affects what goes on with you and me, Jack.
Everybody can't
scream at once. They're Congress, the President, the Senate, they're the mouthpiece. It's like, what is it, 385 million people in the United States? They're the mouthpiece for us. Those few hundreds of people combined is the mouthpiece for us. We put them there to make the right decisions locally, statewide, federally, and nationally. So one effort is going to mess it up for everybody. We don't want to get in another war. We've
stayed out of war under Trump. Right now, we're not in war. I mean, there have been some strikes, but there's not been war.
The biggest thing that Trump has working for him right now is probably that the stock market is booming.
That's right.
And what happens, and I'm going to tell you something now. This is what everybody's missing. When Obama came in there 2009, we were out scratching dirt with our fingers. At least Trump did have something to work with. And the thing that fears the most, I work a job where I have a 401k. Mm-hmm. I'm 58 years old, man. I'm looking, you know, like at 62, I want to get out of here. And I'm so afraid right now, I don't know whether to pull back or let it float a little while longer or what to do, because
right.
The way this thing is going now, we don't know what's going to happen. If the bottom falls out, we're going to be back, right back in that 2008 deal. Well, everybody's going to be scratching their head wondering what's going on.
Well, David, we hate to cut you off, but we got other callers. We appreciate your call.
All right, my friend. I appreciate you guys.
Great call, thank you for calling.
I really share his concerns, too. The frustration in general with both parties.
I don't fear anything if the damn Republicans will get their act together, put up some good candidates in 2020, and beat these damn hacks in the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives. I mean, we turn the House, we're going to be fine. I really do.
I think it would be better, but there's a possibility that we turn the House, Trump gets reelected, and they get holding the hot potato when the economy falls out. And it has little to do with partisan politics. It has a lot to do with decades-long things like monetary policy.
Well, I totally agree with that. We're gonna have to curb spending, and
that's what makes me worried.
Yeah.
And also, yes, a lot of what the Democratic agenda is, like Elizabeth Warren's agenda, just drives me nuts. I think it would be we're talking about a debt problem.
Insane. When you have Gates calling her an idiot, basically,
right. Bill Gates,
yeah.
Well, we need to hit a break here. This hour,
Jason, Bud, y'all hold on, okay?
This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all check out Dan Black Studios today and get your 50% off for News and Views
because
listeners.
You're a News and Views listener.
It's till the end of November, so check them out today. Dan Black Studios coming up. I'll give you that number. Dan Black Studios, proud sponsor of this hour, News and Views. Be right back. 272-9228.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular. It's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. Mr.
Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway we are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season. You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Valid through December 5th.
The game clock is winding down. And so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play. But they're also on that last chip. Piled high with succulent steak. Lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Much cooler air is funneling into Alabama today. Breezy, much colder, high temperature up to about 58. But those north winds gusting at 12 to 22 miles per hour will make it seem colder today. The winds die down tonight, mostly clear, cold, some patchy frost by morning, overnight low 36. Tomorrow's high 61 with sunshine, then upper 30s again Saturday night. Nice day Sunday with a high of 69. Could be some more showers by Monday night into early Tuesday as an Arctic cold front arrives, and that drastic drops our temperature on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 99.
A little Hall & Oates going on, Joey.
You know, I have musical tastes that are broad.
They're the most prolific duo in rock and roll history.
Really?
Yes. Duo.
Duo. Okay.
I mean, they have a ton of hits.
How many duos are there? Well, I guess they beat the
Sonny and Cher.
Well, I guess they beat the Thompson twins, too.
There's three of them. That always cracked me up. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, this hour of News and Views once again brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, take advantage of the 50% off for News and Views listeners. All VHS to DVD transfers. 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today if you want to preserve those old film, camcorder videos, all these sort of things. Keep them preserved for the future. 279-6036.
And you'll like Dan Black. He's a good guy.
A great guy.
And many of us remember back in the day when he was on WSFA News.
Yeah. Great sponsor of this hour. We'll be telling you more about him here in just a moment. Let's go to the phones, though. Jason has been very patient. Jason.
Yeah, Jason, how you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Great.
All right.
Hey, just a couple quick comments. I can't agree more with the previous call. I couldn't agree with him. He was spot on, because I think I don't support Sessions. I never have. I never will. But I would say the fact that he was the first politician of any note to support Trump, help Trump more than recusing himself, hurt Trump. And I think if you say you believe Sessions has integrity, and he exercised that integrity in the way he saw fit, and that's the reason why you would not vote for him. I think it's absolutely hypocritical, but I think it's a part of a pattern, because if you look at Sessions, and you also look at Mattis, Mattis resigned over a policy issue, and he has done everything in his power to avoid criticizing Trump. But once he resigned, and in his resignation letter made it clear why he resigned, all of a sudden, people's feeling about him as it pertains to Trump changed, because all of a sudden, He became, oh, he's not that great of a general. Even Trump started bashing him. And it's like, if you're going to look to people and you want them to have undying loyalty to a particular person, a politician in this case, And you say you don't like them because of one decision they make. But before that, they were great. I think they're hypocritical. And I don't whether I support it or not. I just, as a general rule, I think that's sad, actually.
Jason, but also Trump changes his mind on this stuff. It's weird. It's like, you know how John Bolton left. And Bolton and them and Trump both said bad words about each other. Then recently, now that Bolton might testify, Trump's like, you know, I always had a good relationship with him. He's a smart guy. Right. It's obviously blatantly a political messaging thing. And half of this it takes two to tango. And I'm not talking about the folks that leave. I think it's often like the media coming in and saying, General Mattis said this, John Bolton said this, and Trump reacts to it.
Well, let me say this. When you're interviewing a potential cabinet member or someone who's going to be in the inner sanctum of your administration, you have got to demand loyalty, and that sometimes means carrying out a policy you don't agree with. I mean, I know that I know this is a stupid example, but I was running somebody's campaign in Texas, and we had a scheduler that went through all the requests for appearance by the candidates and determined where and what we were going to be able to do. And the candidate wanted to fire the scheduler because she made some mistake on a trip to Lubbock or something crazy like that. And I did not want to fire her. But I worked for the candidate. He was paying our checks, writing our checks, signing them anyway. And I'm sorry, I had to carry it out, and I had to fire this particular person. And I didn't want to, but I did it. And that's sometimes when... Sometimes,
I hear that.
But you know, so if you're a presidential appointee and you disagree with a policy, it's not worth leaving over if you're a dedicated public servant who is loyal to the person, to the man or woman who hired you. And
but
the question becomes,
depending upon the decision, though, are you more loyal to the person or you're more loyal to what you say you stand for? Which one do you value more?
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, if there's something that you think is just right to do, and the person that you're working for, in this case, the president, says they believe something opposite, if that's a value you stand on, like with Mattis, he said, as a military man, you got to support your ally. Sessions said, just for my personal integrity, I'm a step back from this. And I think it's the right thing to do because that's a value he has. So then it's like, I get what you're saying. If it's like in that case, whether to fire somebody or not to fire somebody, I don't agree with it. But, you know, it's for the continuity and blah, 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 blah. Cool. But if it's a value that you hold, the question is, do you put your value above that decision or do you put that decision above the value that you say you stand on? And I think that's the disconnect. Because if you value your values more in their position, you're just doing what you think is right. And I don't think anybody should get fault. I don't think anybody should be blamed for a decision like that at all, whatever the context.
Well, I think when you're being interviewed, that you should tell the person who is about to hire you or not hire you what the jumping off point would be. Okay,
right.
Mr. President, I'm going to be with you on this, this, and this, but one thing that I am digging my heels in is on something. And then the president should make the determination, is it worth having him part company with me over this issue or not? And because you're going to 90% of the time in that position, You're gonna agree with the person who hires you.
Well, and also, I think Sessions has been the scapegoat of this early on Russia thing. I think it was not only Sessions has some fault, just as you laid out, Jack, but it's also a lot of people around Trump and Trump himself who underestimated what was going on early on in that administration, and they should have been smarter about it. And the president, every time I hear Trump talk about Sessions, why is he still moaning about Sessions? Because I think he realizes I, Donald Trump, made a big, beautiful mistake.
Well,
and he said that as much, and that's about Sessions, but it's also about himself, and it's one of those rare moments where Trump is being, he truly regrets it.
And if I can add this real quick, this is kind of separate, but Roy Moore didn't lose because of the Washington Post. Roy Moore lost because when he was asked a direct question about dating underage girls when he was in his 30s, he didn't say no. That's why he lost.
Like,
that's
he was totally like, ill-prepared for that interview.
You can't be ill-prepared for that question as a regular person.
Like, no, absolutely. I agree.
We completely agree with you on that, Friday.
All right, Jason. We got to go, Jason. We got other callers. Thanks for
your... My bad. You guys have a good day. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Bud. Bud's been holding on for a while. Bud,
how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I've always supported Jeff Sessions. Back when I was going to Washington, D.C. as a Tea Party member, and Senator Sessions would came to Prattville Tea Party meeting, met the guy, shook his hand, really thought, think highly of him. But I can't support him on this Senate run. And it's primarily for two reasons. First of all, Shelby's not going to run for re-election. So whoever...
Well, we don't think. But he, you know, he's still fit as a fiddle. So you
true.
But I did hear that Annette, his wife, said, this is it, Dick. You're coming home.
So whoever is elected as this senator is going to become the senior senator for the state of Alabama.
Okay.
And Shelby is doing a great job bringing the money home to Alabama. We see that through the Mobile Dredging Project, all these different things, because he's the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. We need to look at hiring the next senator that's going to be there for 24 or 30 years to gain seniority, to get on these major committees that can ultimately help citizens of Alabama. If we reelect Sessions, he's not going to be there for 20 years, 24 years, 30 years. And so let's say he runs for 6 years. Then we go through this entire process once again. Or say he tests out for two more reelections. What would he be then? He'd be in his mid to late 80s. So I doubt he would do two terms. Again, we would be going through this exact same process, starting all over, trying to get somebody that's young that can get seniority. And I look at the candidates like, say, Secretary of State Merrill. I'm not sure exactly what his age is.
He's about 50, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking, somewhere in the 50s. And so, yeah, we could get 24 years out of him. And he's a smart man. He's doing a great job as Secretary of State. But we don't need a one-term senator to be elected in this current run. To me, that's the biggest problem I have with Senator Sessions, because seniority is based on your election date. He's not going to go back in if he is reelected and pick up all those previous years of seniority. He's going to be like a day one senator, starting over completely. Again, to me, that is the major issue. The other issue I have with him is you can't tell me when he was being interviewed and he was hearing all this stuff that he did not think he might have to recuse himself.
Right.
And that should have been on the front. Mr. President, thank you for considering me, but if I'm Attorney General, this is what I'll have to do.
He should have gone to the president when all this, you need to recuse Jeff, stuff was going on, and say, Mr. President, they're trying to convince me to recuse. Give me a reason why I shouldn't. And Trump could have said, Jeff, there's nothing short of a coup that's going on right now in federal government. They're trying to do as someone called it, a paper coup to get me out of here. And I think Sessions owed him that.
What we experienced as a nation for the past 3 years is because Sessions was completely over his head as Attorney General. If we had had a strong Attorney General like the current Attorney General Barr, first of all, Barr never would have recused himself. He never would have had the second in command there, Rosenstein, appoint a special counsel. We would not have had to go through the Russian collusion for 2 years dividing this nation the way that it did. And that can be directly laid at the feet of Jeff Sessions.
That's true. Bud, we got to go. We got other callers, but thank you.
Thank you
for
sharing your thoughts.
We got to hit a quick break here. Coming back to Amy.
Amy, hold on.
More news and views after this. This is our news and views again. Brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, folks. 279-6036. 279-6036. Tell me your news and views listener. Get 50% off the month of November for VHS to DVD transfers. Be right back, folks. Check out Dan Black Studios.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Jack showed me a hilarious cartoon there.
Yeah, AL.com has a cartoon with Trump sitting in the crowd, and he says to somebody, "What do you mean Coach Saban says I have to stay for the whole game?" That's pretty funny.
This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Folks, if you're out there, say on your land or your buddy's land, and you got a four-wheeler or a side-by-side, or maybe you have a tractor that actually does some work instead of just having fun, give Jenkins Tire and Automotive a call at 265-0792 because they have a service truck that will come to you. No need to drive to downtown Montgomery at 38 East Jefferson Street, a couple blocks from the Alley Station. When it comes to your outdoor vehicles, Jenkins Tire and Automotive has your back. And I know it's important, such with hunting season, you don't want any hiccups in the early morning schedule, these sorts of things. Jenkins Tire and Automotive can help you, though I don't know if you want to be roaring that four-wheeler if you're out there about to hunt deer. Who knows? But they can really help you out, especially, you know, things like tractors. You don't have to move them in. The fact that they'll come and visit you is a great, great service. Check them out online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Again, their number, 265-0792. And, of course, everyday drivers, Jenkins Tire and Auto is the place to go when it comes to, well, making sure everything in your car is running beautifully, smoothly, swimmingly. They take care of it all. Tires, air conditioning, air filters, electric.